Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So there is there's a conversation about the fairgrounds. And what is the future of the fairgrounds? Churchill Downs, which owns the fairgrounds, Churchill Downs in Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs is making demands. And apparently the state does not want to meet those demands. So what's going to happen to the fairgrounds? Somebody's going to buy it. Who's going to buy it? What's going to happen? What if somebody doesn't buy it? If I'm not mistaken, the fairgrounds is the third oldest racetrack in America. So this is a very historic landmark, and it's in our city, and I think it should continue. Thanksgiving Day at the fairgrounds is a huge tradition. You know, horse racing is really, it's pretty amazing. You can argue that it's not a sport. Those horses are athletes. It's a sport. It's an amazing thing to witness, and I'm in awe of those animals and the jockeys every time I go to the fairgrounds, and I wish more people went on a regular basis. Miss Evelyn Benoit, who owns the horse that she named after me, and I've been in the winner's circle with her with Scoot as the winning horse, and that was really quite an honor. She is the queen of horse racing in Louisiana and breeds horses. It is just known around the world in horse racing. She's kind of our inside source at the fairgrounds, and Miss Evelyn Benoit joins us on WWL. Miss Evelyn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. And I'd like to say a few things about the fairgrounds. First of all, it's definitely the best surface. I've raced all over this country, and I can tell you that the fairgrounds has, because we're on soft ground, we don't have rock on our underneath us. So for the horses, it's the safest surface. It's definitely the oldest and the best, as far as I'm concerned, in this area, and all over the world, people honor and can't wait to get here in the winter, because it's frozen everywhere else. It's not safe for them to be on a frozen track. We all know that, and it snows, so it's a big advantage, and we definitely need it. And horse racing is the oldest sport. They were doing it thousands of years ago. You know, the Trojans, you've seen all the movies about it. And I've been in the business over 50 years. And I breed horses, and I employ hundreds of people every year. I'm in several forms. They have a lot of people. And I probably had over 1,000 in my lifetime of employees just for the fairgrounds. Meet, and then when I go out of state, I have to employ people there. So it's a lot of people besides the people that just work at the fairgrounds that are going to lose out on this situation.
All right. So what do you think what do you think is going to happen? And I know that if anybody has some thoughts about the future of the fairgrounds, it's going to be you, which is why I wanted to talk to you.
For sure. And you know, people think that we just take these horses from a pasture and put them in a race. That's not true. The average person doesn't realize how many people that are employed by this, and it's not just going to hurt me and people are looking at me, oh, she just wants to race her horse. No, you have the blacksmith and veterinarians and people that grow the hay and the feed and the alfalfa and the LSU college that just put on a big addition to have the hospital, a large animal hospital. You can't bring these to a veterinarian around the corner. You know, we have a lot of people we employ. I can't tell you the grooms, the exercise. This is a sport, and it's just as it was bigger than football at one time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, football has taken it away, and we're out of sight, out of mind. But what I want to say is that Churchill is, you know, I can't say so much about him because I just went up there with 10 horses. And they drew blood before my horses ran, after they ran, whether they won or not, they didn't win, and after they exercised in the morning, after we work them, they draw in blood. So I don't know what they're doing, if they're trying to keep me out of Kentucky, but they need here, they need us. There's no doubt. And I love Churchill. My goal one day was to win a big race at Churchill. So I think that they're putting a pressure on the state, and I think that the state's going to have to work out something, some kind of way. They're going to have to come to a table, and they're going to have to agree upon something because the prices of breeding is going up. You know, my horses weigh over 1,000 pounds. I have one that weighs 1,400 pounds, maybe several. But you can't cut the purses and expect the horses to be the same. And I don't want to go out there with an athlete that doesn't look like one or that can't perform because I've got to beat the guys from Churchill. Yeah. I was in a race yesterday, a Star Guitar was in one yesterday, and there was only two Louisiana breds in it. It was all Kentucky breds in the race.
All right, Miss Evelyn, do you know specifically what Churchill is asking for? And should the state meet those demands?
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I think they want a good tax break. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm just thinking about that. And I think that they wanted the video and the gaming, because the game is the first thing you see when you come into the gate.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, these casinos came into Louisiana and all over the United States. And they've just robbed people, go in there and they can spend $100 really faster than you can go to the racetrack and stay all day and bet $2 on a horse or a dollar across the board, stay all day for $100. But you go in a casino, you're going to lose it so fast. And that's where I think the money's at. And they're saying that they can't make it without the gaming. And we did it for years, but the gaming came to town, so they have to play along with it. And that's what they're wanting. They're wanting to keep, they want these machines, and they can't get them because it's been voted out. Now, they did vote yes for a bill for 540 bill passed, and 547, which helps the sports, and the video poker, which will help horse racing. So hopefully that Churchill could come, you know, they can't downsize anymore because there's not enough employees there, as what I feel, to keep us in the same light as the fair, as Churchill in Kentucky, because our food and all the standards that we need and we want to attract people there to come, like we used to have. Do you remember the soup of the day? And everybody would go there for lunch and watch a few races, and they'd bring some of their customers. And Churchill needs to go back to where it was when Louis Roussel and Brian Krantz had it. It was something then, and New Orleans needs this.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. These animals are gorgeous, and people could bring their children out there, and they'd have a great time. We do a lot of activities for the children, and we can't let Churchill, if they don't want it, then I hope to God that somebody really wonderful buys it and pays attention to the horse racing and to Louisiana, because we are in demand in the winter. There's no doubt.
All right, but do you think the state should give Churchill what they're asking for? Is it worth it to the state?
They should just, yes, it definitely is. It's worth it as far as keeping so many people here and employed. And that's what it's all about. We can't lose the fairgrounds. We just can't.
We
need the fairgrounds.
What is your thought for the future of the fairgrounds? Could Gail Denson buy it, or what could happen?
What's the future of Jazz Fest? Churchill rents it out for Jazz Fest, and I hate to say it, I'm still on stage at the fairgrounds with my son, and I've been doing this for 20 or 30 years, maybe more than that.
And for those of you who don't know, Evelyn Benoit is Tab Benoit's mom.
Yes, and Tab's been playing there since he's a young boy.
Yeah.
And he's on tour all over the United States right now. I don't think he'll even, I know he's not going to be home because tonight he's in Nashville. But the fairgrounds makes money. They might have to go up on Jazz Fest. I don't know. But we can't lose it because then there'll be no Jazz Fest. I've thought about where else could we move Jazz Fest in New Orleans? By the lake, it wouldn't work anywhere else.
I can't imagine. I don't know where else it. I mean,
I know.
I guess
thought about it for 20 or 30 years.
But there's just something so historic about the infield of the fairgrounds for Jazz Fest, and just the way the staging is, and that would be just a major, major thing. That would be a big disruption.
It's amazing, and I wanted to buy it, years ago when I was younger and more, and I didn't have so many things going on in my life, and I thought, I'd buy up all around it and just put some more hotels and some more places and more venues around there just to keep it all going, And there's no way we can lose it. Churchill and the state have to come together, and they have to do something because it's important, not just for me or for all the other breeders. I'm going to tell you, I think there's not very many women who do what I do. I breed my own. I have my own stallions, my own mares, and I race them. Not many people can handle that. It's a lot. It's a lot of people you have to deal with every day, a lot of problems, and they can't handle it. And I'm doing it not just for me, but for this state of Louisiana. I could have moved my whole operation to Kentucky or to New York or to Florida, but I stayed here for the state. And, I get joked about, oh, you're from Louisiana, you're not real. Yeah, I went up to Saratoga and to Churchill and on the East Coast and Florida, and I beat them with a Louisiana bred. Yeah. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm a Louisiana bred. I take it very serious. And that's what we have to do. And the whole city and the state need to come together. It's not just about the Saints. We need the fairgrounds.
All right. Miss Evelyn, I appreciate your time and your insight because I know how passionate you are about the fairgrounds. I know mm-hmm. how passionate you are about horse racing and about breeding horses in Louisiana and how this is such a great benefit to the state.
Churchill
and I know,
needs to bend.
Yeah.
Yes, they have to bend. They're going to have to bend some, and they're going to have to give some because they know they need us. I think Churchill needs us more than we need them.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
All right. Miss Evelyn Benoit.
I do believe that there are people will come in there.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to come in if they don't do it. You know, and that's hopefully they sell it to someone in horse racing. They have the right to sell, I think, that property. I don't know how it's written when they bought it, but I'm hoping that it stays what it is and not a condominium site, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Miss Evelyn Benoit, thanks a lot for your insight. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Miss Evelyn Benoit talking about the fairgrounds and the future of the fairgrounds. And it sounds to me like she believes that Churchill needs to bend a little, but also the state needs to be willing to kind of give Churchill what it wants to some degree, because we don't want the fairgrounds to go away. Hey, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. If you're just tuning in, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has passed away at the age of 82, and we're remembering the genius of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Now, this song came out in 1964. That was the same year the Beatles arrived in America. And one thing that intrigued me, and I did not know this at the time that I was doing music radio, but the Beatles and the Beach Boys were in constant competition with each other to see who could be the best. We'll be right back. I'm Scooch on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.